Ephesians chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. I pray therefore that you may not lose heart over my sufferings for you. They are your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love.
So after a few weeks of doing e-learning with my youngest child, we made the determination that that was not the best option for she or for our family to keep sanity and peace within our home. So we had to do a little research, a little digging into what our options would be then for her in this year and in this time when we had decided that we would all kind of stay home for this period of time. And so we transitioned into homeschooling. I decided I'd pull that old teacher degree out that I had and to figure some things out. And so we found some curriculum, some things online, some science project books and opportunities and things that we could do. And we're continuing, really, to discover what we can do. But one of the things that I found was a company called KiwiCo. And KiwiCo sends Faith a box every month in the mail. She loves getting, right? Who doesn't love getting mail and love getting a package? So she loves getting this box in the mail, and in it, it has everything that we need. I don't have to go find anything. I don't have to buy anything. It's all there for us. And so this past month, we opened up our box that was sent to us in the mail, and we got to learn about capillary action. That's right. You all might learn something today. So capillary action, this is easy though. This is really, you've just forgot it. You just forgot that word or whatever, that term. But capillary action is basically just the roots of a tree or a plant, right? Taking all of the water and the nutrients up from the soil that the roots get and up into the capillary action then goes up into all of the branches and the leaves and the flowers that are on it. And so we got to learn all about this. And we learned about it through this opportunity with food coloring, a piece of string, and a paper flower. And we watched how the food coloring went up the string into the flower to make it something beautiful. But in that, in the materials, we also get things to then play a game that will also teach us and enhance these lessons that we're getting. So we got everything that we needed to make a tree. Now, when we first put it together, you can kind of see it's a little off kilter. It's leaning to one side. So in the game, though, what we got to do is we got to put leaves on the branches, and we got to put roots then on the bottom part of that tree. And we watched how putting those roots on as rolled the dice and were given that opportunity to add roots on, that it gave it that stability and the balance that the tree needed. And we also then, in some of our spins, we got to allow the tree opportunity to experience natural disasters, like tornadoes and hurricanes, just by blowing wind and shaking the table and that sort of thing. But what we watched was that after the roots were put on, when it experienced those natural disasters, it was given a better chance of standing firm, right, and staying together in one piece as a tree. We got to see, in the midst of this lesson in a box, the place of roots in the life of a tree. Learning that they not only gave life to the tree by delivering all of the water and nutrients from the ground and the soil, but also how it helps sustain life by giving it that stability and that ability to stand and to hold the place of the tree in the midst of the storms. Through the activity, game, and book that came with it, we came to know the importance of roots, and in reality, the necessity for them in the life of the tree or plant. The box contained these needed items to teach the science lesson, but in doing them alongside with reading and studying our scripture for today, I felt as though I was coming to understand this passage more fully. Our passage, you see, is in the middle of the book of Ephesians, a letter to that church. And right here in the middle, we find these words that are Paul's prayer to the church. And within that prayer, the words that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. Paul wrote to a church that had once worshipped idols and participated in life that was contrary to those as a follower of Jesus. So as they were coming to understand what it meant to be a follower with this new identity, he was encouraging them to see themselves and to see their lives as just a whole new way of life. This was not going to happen overnight, though. Right? It was going to be this continual journey, this continual receiving of the nutrients and what God had to give to people who were rooted. In United Methodist theology and lingo, it's what our founder John Wesley called sanctifying grace. Not only does it not happen overnight, but it also doesn't happen alone. So it says in these verses that Paul got down on his knees, praying to the Father, that the Father would strengthen them through their inner beings, through the power of the Spirit, and that Jesus Christ would dwell in their hearts. What I love about this is, again, that it's not an overnight one-and-done thing. Because to live as a follower, living into our faith and then being able to live our faith out, we need this continual presence and guidance. And that's exactly what Paul is offering them and praying for them in these words, that continual strength and indwelling would be given to them. And through this prayer and presence and strength and faith, through God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the people would be rooted and grounded in love. Even when struggles came, when life experienced persecution or family issues, illness, natural disasters, the storms of life, they were not going to fall apart or crash and burn. They were not going to collapse because they were rooted and grounded. They could stand firm, right? Stand firm in love. In a love that Ephesians 3:18 tells us is hard to comprehend because it is so wide and long and high and deep. It is bigger than anything that we can understand, really. And it's that love that the Ephesians were beginning to then share with one another, share with the world, as it was given to them. And they received it, then they were to give it to others, to share it. Love. It is that love that becomes our roots and firmly holds us and sustains us. Just as roots nourish and anchor in a tree, giving life and sustaining life, love offers us that rooted life, that ability to be rooted no matter what may come. I want you to imagine and envision. You can either look at the tree that's offered in the picture, or maybe you might want to just even close your eyes. I want you to imagine and envision roots and see them. See those roots going deep into the ground. Watch them as they spread wide into the soil. That is what love offers us. Life and growth and stability. So if I asked you, what's getting you through life right now? As we continue to live in the midst of a pandemic, and political division and e-learning and learning new technology and losing loved ones and receiving medical diagnosis and job losses, the storms of life. I'm guessing that if I listen to all your answers, what's getting you through life right now, that it would all boil down to love. One of the podcasts I'm listening to, the last question that she asks her guest is, what's saving your life right now? For me, my set time in the morning, scripture and prayer, that quiet time all by myself in the spare room, in that place that is mine. For me, it's laughing with my family. I mean, tears coming down, your sides hurting, just laughing over who knows what. Or maybe what's saving my life right now is when my husband says, do you have time for going out for a date this afternoon? We go out to Sonic and we pull in and he gets a sweet tea and I get a Diet Dr. Pepper. We've had to rearrange what our dates look like these days too, okay? Or maybe if you ask me what's saving my life right now, I'd say putting food boxes together to be distributed to those who are food insecure. But all of those things, whether it's in scripture or laughter or a date or making food boxes, all of those things boil down to love. It's what's saving my life right now. Keeps us rooted, giving us life, sustaining our life. These words written and the visual that's given to us, it's personal for us as individuals. But we can't miss the fact that it's also a letter that's written to a group of people, to a church that would have been read in a gathering together. They would have gathered in a home or for worship, for study, for something. They would have gathered together, and this letter, it would have been read to them. And so it's written to us as a group of people. So I also think about and ask, what's getting the church, us as a group of people, what's getting us through in a time like this? How is it that we live out our mission to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, I mean, in a time like this? How do we live out our call to be a worship plus three church, which means worship, invite, grow, serve? We've discovered that most of the things that we did in the past, we have not been able to do in the last 8 months. We have had to totally revamp, revision, rethink everything that we do in the life of the church. Now, we could have just hit the pause button, right? That's an option. Just hit the pause button. Wait till the pandemic's over, then we'll start back up again. Then we'll be the church again. Then we'll feed the hungry again. Then we'll give something to drink to the thirsty. We'll clothe those who need it. Then we'll worship. That would have been an option. We could have totally fallen apart due to the nervousness, the fear and the worry caused by finances or lack thereof. As people and individuals go through financial struggle, then churches might also, right? We could have said, you know, that's not the way we do it. We've just never done it that way before. But we couldn't. Because you see, we're rooted in love. Putting a hold on things or stopping things for a while. No. We're rooted in love. So instead, we accepted what God has for us, the strength and the power and the presence to live out our faith that is rooted and grounded in love. Because of love, there's now a virtual children's Sunday school classroom. Vacation Bible School kits were made and given out. Advent kits passed out to families with children. Driveway visits took place. Virtual game nights are hosted. Because of love, Sunday school classes that still desired to be part of one another's lives. Some of you have already been to Sunday school this morning. They learned how to do technology. They learned about what technology could offer them and the opportunities to continue to meet and learn. Did you know that we actually have more people in adult Sunday school class right now than we did 8 months ago? Now, who would have thought that would happen? I don't know, but it's happened. People have decided in this time that they would like a Sunday school class to be part of their lives. And they've met new people, and they've studied the scriptures, and they've prayed together, and they've walked through this life together. Because of love, we are working within our district and conference on being anti-racist. Love has caused people to glean vegetables and give food and pack food boxes. Sometimes I've seen them in the rain or in that hot humidity of the Florida summer. Love has packed clothing bags for children who didn't have that basic necessities, and it gave 190 pairs of shoes to children in our community. Love produced support groups for caretakers of family members and virtual Parenting Now events with speakers so parents can be encouraged. Tuesday Tigers had stopped for a bit, but love could not keep them away from creating and from serving. Because remember what verse 18 says. God's love, it's wide and long and high and deep. It is enormous, more than that, unending. So in the midst of what life hands us, because life does that, it just hands us stuff sometimes. This isn't the first time. Being in this pandemic is not the first time that any of you have been through something in life. But in the midst of what life hands us, there is love. And love keeps us going. It's love that keeps us as a church focused on who we are and therefore what we are to do. Love. God calls us, he invites us to be loved and to love. At the beginning of this sermon series called One Life, One Legacy, we began by thinking about what we would do with this one wild and precious life that we've been given. And today, in being asked that question, I don't know about you, but for me, what I'm going to do with this one wild and precious life God has given to me is I'm going to love. I'm going to be loved, and I'm going to love. That's the hope of what my legacy will be, that because my life is rooted and God, it's rooted in that love. That my life will be that one simple word, love. Let's pray together. Lord God, I thank you so much for loving us. I thank you for the invitation to a relationship with you so that we can have this relationship of love with you and with one another. And we don't always get it right, Lord. And we'll fumble around sometimes, or life will throw us a curveball. So we're thankful that we are rooted in you. The storms will be difficult, but we will be able to weather them, Lord, because we are rooted in love. In this moment, Lord, we say we are yours. Because you are ours. You are our God. And we thank you and we praise you. Amen. Wow. the gift of that music, and I was just in awe too. Who said that a mask could stop you from sounding so beautiful and giving such a gift? So thank you so much for Lee and Matthew, Diana and Karen. Thanks, Sean. We got Will up there with you today. All right. Thanks, y'all, for everything that you do to make worship happen. There's so many. Those ushers back there, Daniel's keeping us clean. And so thank you for being here. Thank you for those of you at home that are watching live stream or on Facebook. What a blessing it is to worship. So I want to invite us as we receive our benediction, if you're able, to stand. And let us in this standing, we're going to stand firm in who we are, right? You got your feet fully rooted into giving you that strong, firm foundation. And that is what Christ offers to us, that firm foundation rooted in his love. So as you go from this place, I want you just in this last little second here, I want you to receive God's love. Receive it. God loves you. Receive God's love. And know, therefore, that you are rooted, that God's got you. That his love that he's given, it's long enough and deep enough and wide enough and high enough for the world. So take that love and love each other and love the world. Live a rooted life in his grace and in his peace. Amen.